I didn't ask to be born Latina.
Okay.
Is it connected? Are we ready?
It wasn't. It was on speak. It wasn't on speaker, so I was so confused. Okay.
Let's do. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Abortion. Ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay, that's you then.
Well, damn. Oh, the shots fired. Okay. Well, all pro-choice. I think women should do what they want with their body. Choose to what they want to do. So, yeah, that's my.
Well, basically, we're on the same. It would be better if we could argue.
I choose pro-life, I swear. I mean...
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, me too.
Save the baby, you know? She gets raped, save the baby. You know, it doesn't matter. She has to
I guess some people could see why it would be irrational, because they think it's another person within their body. But it's not like... I don't know.
I think it's their another... But it's actually their child. It's just...
It's their child.
But...
So...
It wasn't intentional. It was accidental.
But like...
Well, it was intentional to the other person.
Let's say you're having sex with someone,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have a condom on, and you knew that, but you still let them do it, and you didn't take your birth control the day before, or the during, or after.
Okay, well, that's and their then, fault. That's their fault.
See, no. And then you aren't ready to be a parent, and you're not financially prepared to be. Is it justifiable to say that you shouldn't have an abortion just because you let him do that to you? Like, you consented to it without having a condom or contraceptive. Do you believe they should be punished because of an abortion in which they consented sex?
I really don't think that, because even though it wasn't planned, they should be punished.
They're not financially ready.
They just have to... Actions have consequences. Yeah, actions have consequences, so it's just to live with it and find a way around it, to just live with the child if they don't abort it. So, they can't be punished for it at all. They just have to live with it.
But also in Alabama, when they signed that law where people are going to be punished for having miscarriages in any form, like... Either if it's intentional or unintentional. Let's say, like, this woman in the prison system has a miscarriage because at the time they were put into custody, they were about, like, a couple weeks pregnant. And let's say they have a miscarriage because they aren't provided with the health care within the jail system. Those people who had the miscarriage would be punished even more. So I don't understand why she would be punished for that, even though the system didn't provide her with the health care. That's what I'm confused about, really.
Alabama really be tripping, though, these days.
They're
gonna be tripping, though, these days, but...
Bro! Okay, I was in Winn-Dixie, right? This is a little off-topic, but, like, we can be flamboyant with this podcast. It could go either way, you know? It could be serious. It could be crazy. It could be either way. We'll do what we want with it, bro. This is, like, a freestyle, you know? Okay, I'm getting too excited, sorry. All
right.
Anyways, I was in Winn-Dixie in D'Iberville. I came back from the Hard Rock, in which I almost fell on my seat, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It, for the audience listening, you already know. But we were in the checkout line, and the people in front of us, they were of the Caucasian race. And... So I'm like, wow, that's a big family. And then I look at the dad, and I'm like, oh, he needs a little bit of grooming. And I look at the mom, and she's like wearing a tiara. I was like, this family's kind of abnormal, but like, it's whatever. And then I actually like look closely at their family or their children, their offspring. And I swear to God, like, no offense, but I feel like the wife and the dad were cousins because their children, their children's face, their baby's face was not formed correctly. And you know the dude from the Goonies? The one that says, hey you guys.
Hey you guys.
Yeah, that's what the child looked like.
And I was like,
oh my God, are we in Alabama? Because I swear to God that the wife and the dad looked exactly the same. Exactly.
Oh my Lord.
Sweet home Alabama. All right. So that concludes our thoughts on abortion. We don't like those hillbillies. Just kidding.
I'm going to jail.
You're going to jail. Period. Okay. Next topic.
Because we were saying. Next topic. The polar ice caps. That stuff.
Are they melting? Maybe. Climate change.
You know.
We have the same views. I'm pretty sure we're gonna. Okay, you go.
With, you know, fossil fuels and shit burning stuff up, and the Earth's greenhouse effect and everything. In a couple of decades, maybe a little less, this Earth is gonna be hot, flaming hot.
Okay, but did you see that Bill Nye video where he had to start cussing in order to get attention from the media to, you know, actually care about our global health?
Yeah.
Like, that was sad. Like, Bill Nye...
People these days, they don't care.
I never thought that Bill Nye would, you know, reach that point. It's not like he's in a bad place. It's just that...
He needs to get people to notice what's happening.
He has to get attention... in order for people to be aware of our emissions, basically.
People don't know how valuable something is until it's fucked up and it's getting to that point where we could lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at that point, it's easier to try to get people's attention now than later, because then later we'll regret it and it'll be too late, and that'll be the cost of humanity. So, like, there has been research over the past 40 years that literally Antarctica has been literally slowly declining in ice caps.
It's of course. Did you not see those little bears?
Yes.
They hold on for their dear life, bro. Like, on those caps, they're like, ah.
The giant continent of Antarctica has slowly degraded, and it's smaller than it has. It's the smallest way. It's so small than it has been in the past, like, 30 years. It's really small. And since it's bad that we're losing so much ice, because white reflects the color of light, so when the solar, the UV rays are hitting us, most of that light gets reflected back because of the polar ice caps. So losing that would be really bad for us, because basically just more sun hitting us, more heat, mm-hmm. which, think of Earth as microwave, and we're the popcorn, referencing Transformers. Basically, that's what happened. That will happen if we don't take care of this planet.
Okay. Also, I would like to mention the fact that you see these Instagram posts on these girls' stories where it's like, one like equals one tree planted, or one like equals one care about the ocean. I see where your idea of saving the planet is, but posting an Instagram post from someone's meme page who was just doing fraud just to let your audience know or your followers know that you care about the environment. What are you doing to actually care about the environment? Because I know you go to Starbucks every day and order a freaking pink drink from James Charles and be like, oh my God, I got my sister pinkity drinkity. Like, shut up. You're I feel like they're not actually contributing towards aiding the planet. They're just letting people know that they want to care, but they don't actually put in the effort to. That's no cap.
I've been looking at that new show lately, or that thing that came out, Our Planet, that came out on Netflix a couple of weeks back. Mm-hmm. I'm only like 4 episodes in, and watching all that is kind of sad. Like the suicidal walruses.
They're not even suicidal, they're slipping because our like freaking Earth is collapsing, bro.
I know, and then the heating up of the water and the coral decoloration or stuff like that.
Coral reefs, the
bleaching of it, and the warming waters and all the fish dying and shit. It's like, we finna die.
We are. But if we just keep talking about it and not actually contributing,
it's not really gonna
or doing it. Effort, it's not gonna do anything. We're just gonna talk about, we need to save it. Yet we admit. Oh shit! Hold on, I just realized I forgot to turn in my homework. Oh shit! Oh. Anyways,
as a Z Squad, we get off topic easily.
Okay. You know, the first time we FaceTime, it would have been easier to talk about more topics, because that first night, like, we spilled everything.
Really, though. Doesn't mean we have more things coming in. Like, we can literally talk about James Charles right now, too. We gotta spread out the information. We can't just, like, use all our content at once. We gotta, like, spread it. Each thing has to be its own individual thing. Right now, it's gonna be... We already went to Alabama. We kind of discussed that, kind of. But not today's global warming. And...
I have a whole list.
Problems with...
Time versus money. Different strategies of... Blah, blah, blah. Boring.
You know.
People worth knowing. Social moments. Different culture... Boring. Hold on. Okay, I listened to this podcast called Teenage Therapy, and it's just these teenagers talking about like anything, really. It's really good. They talk about really good stuff. Hold on, let me find it. Teenager Therapy.
What? We don't make like them ships from the movie After Earth. Our ass is dying. Faux show. Faux show. Have you seen the movie, what's the movie called? 2012? With the Earth being whack and the only thing surviving.
Remember when December 2012 we were like, yeah, we finna die and that's okay.
We dead, bro. We dead. That.
Okay, topics like it's hard being social. Do you ever get tired of talking to people, giving others your energy but never getting it back?
Yo, that's like, be like that then.
No plans for the future. Do you have plans for the future? What are you going to do after high school? What's your career plan? Oh no, we're running out of time. Forgiveness / inferiority. Insecurities and not being good enough. This episode gets very emotional. Soulmate, dating your best friend / just a friend zone. I feel like we can cover a lot on that.
Yes.
Like, also, I know. So earlier we mentioned where we were like, we need to take a break from talking about this, but I feel like this platform is a good way to conversate about it. Like, it gives us an excuse, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you believe in soulmates? Would you risk dating your best friend? And have you ever been in the friend zone? Soulmates. Okay. The thing is, yeah, you can meet someone and you get along with them pretty well and you believe that they're your soulmate. But you can also have different soulmates. You don't have to have love soulmates. It can be like a friend soulmate or like a sisterly like soulmate.
Everybody has a different situation in meeting their soulmate. And so like that bond made from that person makes them who they are, and it makes them close and shit. So like soulmates is just basically the bond between two people and how close and tight and how unbreakable it can be. So really, I mean, if that's what I mean by soulmates, then I kind of do believe it in it.
Do you think you've crossed paths with your soulmate already? No.
I can't really say yet. Because, like, you know, I've met so many people in my life and I've made friends. I've lost friends. And right now, a situation, like, it's, like, kind of hard for me to just, like, know. So I don't really know yet. And I don't want to, like, assume. Because I don't know. So I just
want to. Yeah, I've met a ton of dudes. And, like, I grow an interest towards them. But then always, something happens between us. Like I've said before, I have many, many stories. It's not even that, like, it's not like a whole situation. It's just that we fell off because of either the other person or me. I can blame myself on some things, but, you know, it's like the other person contributes towards the situation as well. I can't put the whole blame on myself, and I shouldn't allow myself to put the whole blame on me. But it's like, let's say you fall off with someone. I'm not going to name any names, but in to the point where they block you. And like, yeah, oh my god, I got blocked from social media and all his platforms. But I actually got blocked from everything. His phone number, his Twitter, his Instagram account, where he posted a lot about me. Which kind of, in the first place, I was like, oh, this is funny. We're like getting closer as friends. But then gradually over time, I overlooked his previous, I wouldn't say relationships, but just like friendships. I wouldn't call them friendships either. Relationships, but not in like a love side, like a love perspective. But like, he does the same thing for every person. I feel like it's a routine. You meet someone, he meets someone, and he's like, okay, first I'm gonna talk to them about something stupid. And then get them to have a conversation with me where we go into depth about something stupid. And then we go off from that. Basically, I feel like he's done that with everyone. It's like a routine. But I don't think, for me, it's ended like how it has before with anyone else. Because I haven't seen him end anything with any other friend like we did. But we don't know. I know that he's ended something with someone, but I guess it was different. And they're homeschooled now, so it's not like I'm going to move. I have a chance of getting like 2 classes with them next year because they're stupid. And are taking sophomore classes in junior year. But I don't know. I don't feel like you're obligated to put yourself in that situation where you're like, oh yeah, it's all my fault. Even though you do feel like it. Like, I felt like that a whole lot. Like, you don't even know, man. Actually, you do know. I like told you all about it. I'm telling you now. But
I mean the difference between our situations is that you may think it, but I know it's my fault. with my situation.
See, no, you can't put that on yourself. That's the thing. No. Listen.
With the tea that has happened with me, my land, but also that's happened with me in my situation, I know it's my fault. And if
I okay,
held myself.
From the things that you've been describing to me over the past months and your situation, I feel like some of her actions aren't really reasonable. And then how you react would be like a normal reaction.
People tend to overreact. I mean, yeah, I get that. I mean, you've had your fair share of it. I've had my fair share of it. But I don't blame her for that.
Well, you can't blame yourself either, completely.
I'm not blaming the overreactions. I'm blaming other things that I've done, my actions. Not because of a reaction, but my actual actions. Things I've done that has led to us kind of parting ways. And, you know, she wanted us to be again, and I understand that too. So the problem with that is it's not that easy. She mentally scares me, and sometimes emotionally drains me. So having her around as my friend, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's also just like it's not the best thing, because I'm basically hurting her, and then in return she has her ways of just like somehow hurting me. And I mean, you know, I allowed myself for her to like kind of just, you know, walk around me. It kind of sucks realizing that now, but it's okay now, because I mean, I tried to talk to her today. I texted her last night. I told you about it. She didn't respond. I texted the group chat today. Nobody responded. I called 3 times. Nobody responded. I mean, it doesn't mean like she wants to be friends anymore. She's moved on. I basically moved on. I made friends. I'm better off with my friends now than I ever was with her, I guess. I mean, I wasted her time. I feel like I wasted mine too.
I don't think you wasted her time, and I don't think you wasted your time. You both enjoyed it in the moment. It's just that I don't know what happened. I can't say really anything. I'm not in this situation. I've heard you talk about it though, and I feel like, yeah, you might have done some actions that have caused her to react in a way, but she isn't... how do I say this?
Be careful with your words.
I hope no one listens to this.
Podcast, bro.
No one's gonna listen to this, bro.
Dead as they won't. On God, one person listens to this, it's a wrap. Bet you $5 someone's gonna listen to this.
Okay, like me, I'll listen to it, bro. But yeah, you do actions, and that can lead to reactions. But her reactions aren't always gonna be justifiable. Like, she might have no reason to do it. She just wants.
Long ago, I told her I loved her, and I really did. Like, I wasn't infatuated. I actually see. That's what,
let me catch up on that later. You keep going.
I did tell her that, but this was like months after like we started talking. Months, three months, four months. I was like, it was long after homecoming. It was after homecoming, like a long time after homecoming. And like, she acted poorly. Oh, she reacted not poorly. That's wrong. No, she's not reacting poorly. She reacted in a way that I kind of figured she would react, but also I didn't intend her to react that way. Like more than that. Like she like started crying. Like it's like somebody murdered her parents in front of her or something. Like it was just like
she not started crying.
Yes.
What?
Dead ass. She started crying. Like, no joke.
Like, okay, so she started crying because she was happy or sad?
No, she was crying because she didn't believe it. Because she was like, you can't say that to me anymore. You just don't say that. Nobody's ever said that to me. I'm like,
What the? I'm sorry. I'm laughing at this.
Stop. You're gonna be laughing. Stop. Looking at that now, it's just like I cannot try to understand.
What? Okay. See. Listen. See. You see. That's an example. You do something. You say I love her, right? And she reacts in a way that isn't justifiable. Like, why would you cry about that? He never.
It's because her situation before. She's had other problems besides me. Before me, she's had problems before me with a different guy. And it's just like me saying that to her, and her still like trying to get over this other dude. It was just not like the right time. But me, I just took the shot. That confidence is long gone, though. Like, I lost that confidence a long time ago. That confidence that night was, I don't think it'll ever come back. Well, I don't know, maybe. But after that, I just, like, emotionally drained me, and just my confidence just, like, crumbled up and just disappeared. Like, I don't have that same confidence anymore.
Why did your confidence drop?
Probably because it was a rejection, and the fact it's just like she reacted that way. I didn't mean to like make her cry.
She should.
Like, I wasn't.
Yeah, I can understand that. In her previous relationship, she probably got.
She's never
manipulated.
That's what I'm gonna say. She's never dated a guy, but she has talked to a guy. Multiple. Mm-hmm. I see. It's like she did date a guy, but it was like. The middle school relationship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
like, see, okay, if you base love on middle school relationships, and then you bring it to your next relationship in which that you're forming, in like a high school environment, I feel like you shouldn't be reacting in that way.
But it wasn't that same guy that she was. It was a different dude, junior too, junior guy.
Oh, the junior dude.
Yeah, you told me about
that dude. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of I love you. Yeah, someone said it to me multiple times, almost too early. And I did not believe them in a sense. But I don't know, the way they implemented it in every conversation we had was a little bit overdrive. But in that time, I did not realize that it was overdrive. I thought he actually meant it. And then I started reflecting on how, you know, his routine with people, how he meets someone, conversation, I love you. I feel like he's done that before. Because he's told me that he said it to multiple other people. I wouldn't say multiple, but another. And he was like, in my defense, she said it first. But like, you said it back, but you really didn't mean it.
Yeah, you don't throw the word around like that.
You don't throw the word around.
You don't throw the word around like that. I've made the mistake, I'm going to be honest, and I will be really honest about this. I've made the mistake of saying I love you to somebody. It's just a word. Like saying love to somebody is just a word. I have made that mistake. But at the time, I wasn't really thinking. I was kind of like, my mind was like in multiple places. So me saying that to the girl, same girl, she kind of offensively took that. She took that offensively because she's really, I don't know, she's just like, she's very serious about that kind of stuff. Relationships, that word, she takes it very seriously. And I understand that. It's okay if she takes it seriously. That night that I said it to her, like, said that, she just uses it against me now. So I can't use that word at all around her because she'll just use it against me, saying, she'll use what I said that night against me. Like, I gotta be careful now. That's why I say I don't throw that word around like that. But that night, I know that love is a pretty strong word. Like, it means multiple things. It can make people cry. It can make people happy. It could do a lot of things. But it's just like, that word, you just don't throw it around. Like, it's just like something. It's just nothing. It's just a random word that you just throw around. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, but it's wrong. If you don't mean it, then don't say it. You can say, I appreciate you. You're pretty cool, this and that. But saying I love you to somebody, that has to come from the
heart. See, when he said I love you in that time, and then now that this whole situation has happened between me and him, it's like, Yeah, you say that. He said that I'll always love you. But it doesn't feel like it anymore.
Did he really mean it?
Because, like,
was it a promise? Because if it wasn't a promise, then it's just like,
I don't think it was. He said he promised he wouldn't say it anymore because he thought that I hated him when he said it. I just said that I don't think you actually do. I think you're going a little too fast, because it was a little too fast. It was like a couple, 2 weeks maybe after talking.
That's where it all went.
About nothing.
That's, you can't.
We never talked about anything valuable except for like people moving on. And like, oh my god, we were talking about people moving on, and we were talking about one day me and him are like not gonna talk to each other, and I was like, oh, that kind of really sucks. And I started thinking about my best friend.
Y'all like hard ass foreshadowed that shit.
I know, we everything I've said to him about like people leaving and stuff has foreshadowed everything that has happened between us from back then to the present. And it's like, how can you say that you love someone and then not even acknowledge them after this situation has happened? Because after this situation, and I actually went to talk to someone about it that he knew that he was talking to after the time, basically I would say in a sense replacing, because after me he started talking to a lot more people in the same class that I had with him. So I talked to this girl, and I was like, I don't know, I was talking to her about science, our science class. And then she was like, out of nowhere, hey, would you still willing to be friends with and I was like, shit. Because he probably had a whole conversation with him, in which he did, I asked.
Expose his name.
No, I can't. I really can't. But, you know, people are going to find out anyway. But it's okay.
You just said his name.
Did I? Oh, frick. I'm going to have to bleep that out later.
Thorne's like 32 minutes. 32 minutes. And
yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll remember that. Anyways.
Damn.
Where was I? They probably had a conversation. I told him once. I was like, one time we were arguing about something, and I was like, I'm scared that one day you're gonna like tell this whole story and rant about me towards someone. And he was like, no, I would never do that yet. It happened, apparently. She was just being nosy, I guess.
See, that's one thing that I fear is telling somebody. You told me this before to me too. Telling somebody something and then telling other people. That's why I gotta be careful with the people that I tell things. And I have a problem with that. Trusting the wrong people. I do have a problem with that. I trust you very much because I know you don't go around saying.
You might be foreshadowing something right here. We have it documented.
No, but like, what he did to you, that was very wrong. And I think that it was just an excuse, was used as an excuse for him to just, like, move on for no reason. I don't know why. That's the one thing I want to see. I want to, like, understand. I would want you to understand my side with that girl. I would want that girl to talk to you and tell her side. And, because I care, I would like to know from his perspective why he did it. Because, basically, our situations are vice versa. I'm basically the same way. Not completely. I mean, like,
the name. I'm saying the name. I might have to do some editing, bro.
You guys do some
34 minute mark. Okay, 32. Okay. Is it the 30 minute?
It's 32 and then 34.
Okay,
somewhere in that area. My bad. I'm the guy in the situation, and then, but in some small way.
It's universal.
You're the girl, for sure.
But it isn't the same. Something's different about it.
Something's definitely different about it, but, like, our situations are reversed in some
way. Yeah.
Because, for sure, I didn't try to, like, intentionally, like, for all the times she's had those, like, overreactions and stuff like that, I always, like, force myself to stay by her side, because I'm better than, I'm not just gonna, like, use it as an excuse to just leave. It's like, oh, you, this bitch crazy, I'm out of here. No, it's just like, I understand what she was going through, I understand the stuff that she's been through, so it's just like, I'm not just gonna leave her. But since it's been so many months, after a while, you kind of do get tired of it, but at the same time, just like, that just makes you seem like you don't care, and I do care, and I do want to be there for her, but, like, I don't think she wants me to be there for her anymore, so it's just like, it's understandable. It's just, I get that. I mean, she doesn't want that. I'm just giving that for her. But then, and, like, I'm not asking to be, like, it's not asking to be, like, oh, I can't, if I'm not there for you, that I won't be your friend. I'm not saying that. It's just, like, I mean, I just wanted to be helpful. She don't like that. Kind of, our situations kind of went, after her best friend left, I did tell her that I was just trying to be, she told me about it after. She was like, you don't just do that. I mean, like, you should have known that. I was like, you know, of course gonna be mad and shit because, like, she left. And I was like, yeah, I told her, I was like, everything's gonna be all right, she's coming back this summer. And she's like, shut the fuck up. From that moment on forward, that's when our friendship started, like, just leaving, because after her best friend left, that everything went down to shit. But then she found a new thing. She found what she actually wanted to do, which was, she likes doing theater. She's found her family, she found what she likes to do, she's happy now. She's even said she's always talking about it. I mean, in the mornings, she's like, oh my god, theater this, theater that. Me, it's like, why should I get mad? She's happy. I wouldn't want anything else. She's happy, I just gotta let her be. Of course, I'm kind of like, you know, irritated and kind of mad, because it's like, I don't know. After everything happens, she's just like, you know, fine and dandy, just living her life, because, you know, she's found something that she's happy with, so it doesn't matter what else happens. So she's like, this is, I mean, I can't assume, but it seems like that. It just seems like that way. I mean, yeah, I'm still going through my thing. I mean, I made new friends and shit, but it's just like, I still want to go back to that friendship. I want to go back, but this is like, she really wants to go back, because she's found what she loves. She's found her happiness. So what does it matter to her if the other person suffers? Because she suffered enough, so the other person has to suffer. And I get that, but at the same time, just like, I didn't intentionally mean to hurt her. Yes, I've intentionally made her, try to make her jealous. I mean, guys do that. I'm not the only one that's done it. But, like, intentionally hurt her, I've never tried to do that, because I've hurt her so many times, but not out of intention, because why would I want to hurt somebody intentionally? Yeah, I say things there and back, and then sometimes it offends people, and it offends her, and, like, my viewpoints on things don't kind of match with her, so it kind of, like, irritates her, but doesn't irritate me, because of what I think. I don't care what she thinks in her own way. I respect it, but it doesn't seem like she likes what I think, because my things are saying, okay, I was talking the other night, we were talking long, it was like last week, I was talking about how, like, I was so excited about making the concentration camp. I was like, that's so cool. And then she got mad at me for it, because she was like, that's not cool. I was like, yeah, I understand that what happened in the Holocaust was really bad, but
hold up, she's getting mad at you for doing a project on concentration camps?
She didn't like it that I'm making
a comment. You made a joke?
Yeah, no, I didn't make a joke. I was like, oh, I'm so happy. That's so cool that I'm making, I don't know what I say. It's something positive. I said something positive on something that's really negative or really bad that resembles something historically bad.
Okay. It sounds to me like she's overreacting.
But no, she didn't, well, like, oh my god, this and that. She just, like, she was like, that's not good. She's like, yeah, I know that, but, like,
okay, you were happy at the concept that you were gonna get your grade changed with this project that had to do with the concentration camp, not that,
yeah,
you get to make a concentration camp. Like, what, yeah, the fuck? Like,
I was just happy the fact that I get to make something that I love about. Like, I love the history of the Holocaust. I love World War II. I love history in general. So, like, mm-hmm. me making a project, 3D model of the Auschwitz gateway to it, me being happy, that excitement that it will, if I finish it, I'll get a grade to help me get into a class that I want, just made me happy. But then, no, me saying that positively, like, oh my god, I'm gonna get college, I'm so excited, it's gonna be amazing or something like that, she's like, it's not a good thing. I mean, being excited about making college camp, you know how many people died and everything. It's like, yeah, but it's, I'm gonna make something that's gonna help my grade. Yeah, it happened, but it happened almost 100 years ago. That stuff is in the past. If you keep looking at the past, you're never gonna be able to go move forward. Like, what the hell? Like, we all learned that. If we keep looking back at the past, we never can move to the future. So it's like her getting mad over that, kind of like, I don't know. It's just in a sense of way, it made me feel like low. Cause it's just like, dang, I didn't mean it like that. Of course, the Holocaust was bad. I feel bad for those people. 6 million Jews died because of their beliefs. That's really dumb that the Germans did that. Just massacred them like that. But like, same time, I wanted to make something that's actually like worth something. I was just happy at the thought of that, the concept of making something that's worth something. But yeah, she got mad at me for it, and so it was just like,
that's dumb. I'm sorry, but that is dumb.
You go tell that to her. See how sweet. You go tell that to her and see what she says. But no, it's just like, I would like to talk about the other person and their viewpoint on it. I would like to talk to him and
me too. That would be nice to actually have a conversation about.
And I would want you to talk to her on her viewpoint on it and see what you think about the situation from her side. Because there's always two sides to the story. There's always two sides to the story. So it would have to be that way.
See, like, in a sense, they're probably thinking like the same thing, but like switched from our point of view.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's like, and of course, me being me and you being you, we're gonna be biased towards each other.
Yeah, we're pretty biased.
Yeah, because we're friends and everything. So we're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be on your side, this and that, but we don't know the other person's story, so we can't
really, we really don't,
we don't, so we can't really be like that. But we have no other choice right now unless we hear from the other person. So like, you know what I mean, it's just hard. And like with our friend that's a Jehovah's Witness, and she's like, she can't be biased. It'd be pretty cool to be like that, but since we're not like that, we kind of end up being biased in a way. And I mean, we don't intentionally be biased. It's just it's just how it is. Unless we hear from the person, either side.
Sorry.
We gotta be like that. Nah, you can. Just so like, I would like to just talk to the other person.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. Oh yeah, then bless you. Damn. Sorry, my beat. Bless you.
No, I bless myself and then I take myself.
Oh, okay.
Bless you, thank you.
Because I was saying, it's just like, it's hard to understand. It's hard to think about what the other person's thinking without them just telling us how it is. It's just like, I wish they could just, I really would want to like hear from her perspective. Of course.
Yeah, no, I want to hear from her perspective, and I want to hear what says to you. I mean, god damn it.
43 minutes.
32, 34, 43. Oh my god. I don't care if I get exposed. He probably knows anyway. See, no, this would be an opportunity for him to hear my perspective. That's crazy.
And then, at the same time, I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares, but I think, I don't know if she cares either. Like,
see,
she's always mentioning your name. Ever since, like, I've gotten close with you.
Aw, shit.
She's been mentioning.
Here we go again.
I know, she's always like, go hang out with Mylin and this and this. I mean,
that's why I'm so afraid of her.
And then, but you, okay, you can't so be afraid of her. You can't be afraid of her like that, because she's not a scary person.
Yes, I know she's not a scary person, but just like the process of like, she thinks that.
But I mean, it's just how things are.
Can I tell the audience something?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This person that Edric's talking about, ever since me and Edric have gotten close, she's, you know, she's witnessed it, or she's seen it, and now she holds it against him as like a, oh, why don't you go hang out with the blah, or do this with the blah. And it's like, you can't really say that if it's like, we're just friends, man.
Exactly, like.
It.
Like, and I'm not gonna just like, if we do, if ever we get like, me and her get to like get close again, which I really some chance, I wouldn't want to end what me and you have, just because she probably doesn't like it. I'm gonna keep continuing with it, but if she don't like it, then I'm gonna drop that her and then still keep that thing with you, because unlike you, you're not like that. You're not gonna be like, oh, go hang out with this person, this and that, because you know you're pretty chill about it and like you're really open minded. And I would like her to, I think she's open minded too, but like in some occasions, it's because the fact that she thinks that
jealousy, about jealousy is a bitch. I'm kidding.
That's another thing. There's people, two guys. She's even, oh my God, I'm about to go crazy. Wait, I gotta think about this. Let me think. Even she's admitted.
While you're thinking, let me say something to the audience again.
Okay.
Every time that I'm walking with Ederick and maybe Leslie at some points, but usually just Ederick, I will be walking and she will cross paths with us, and I will fear my life. Not even fear my, just I don't fear my life. I just fear that she believes that something is going on, yet nothing is going on at all. So I kind of just freeze up to the point where it's like I pretend that I'm not having a conversation with him, but it's really, I freeze in the middle of a conversation and you're like, bruh. And I don't know, that's the thing for me, I fear what other people think, which is like such a bad thing to think about, but it's like social anxiety. Cause like, you know how I hate crowds? It's like, I fear that, oh, they're probably thinking about me and they're probably judging me right now. But it's not even that case. They probably don't even do that, but that's just me being anxious. But I do freeze up and I really shouldn't. I shouldn't care. But
that's what I tell you. It's like,
it's the perspective on how someone views you. And how you don't really want them to view you like that, but you can't change your mind because you never talked to them before.
Yeah. But
did you think about what you were going to say?
Yes. Okay. She's always said that she sees that I talk to a bunch of girls and that I flirt with a bunch of girls. And then she would use that against... She didn't use that against me. She would talk to me about it until it's like, I don't talk to other girls. The only girl I talked to at the time was just you, nobody else. Yes, I associate with a bunch of females, but they're only my friends. I don't intentionally flirt. The only person that intentionally flirted was with you. She doesn't believe
it.
And then... You know what made her not believe it? Like, you would still be like... kind of contradicting with it, because the guy that I told you about, that dude that she was trying to get over, because he told her that I talked to a bunch of girls, and my own best friend told her that I talked to my own best friend, because I just talked to a bunch of females. It's like, oh, who's this, who's the new flavor of the week, Ederick? And I'm like, nobody. It's just literally, you know, Sky. I talked to her, like, we have lunch together, of course we all have lunch together. And at the lunch line, she's sometimes in there with me. And Landon can see me from the lunch line, sitting at the table. And I talked to Sky. And supposedly, when I sat down one day, he was like, oh, I saw you eyeballing Sky. And I was like, I'm not. It's literally, Sky's a boyfriend. She's just my friend. It's like, oh, okay. Like, he's the reason, and that other guy's the reason. I don't care about the other guy. She didn't really much believe him. But my own best friend, we're not even best friends anymore. We're just friends. We don't even chat anymore like that anymore. Because, like... he just sees me talking to a bunch of girls and quickly assumes, oh yeah, he's flirting with them and then that. I just have a lot of female friends. I just like conversing with more female friends than guy friends. Is that a problem? I'll tell them.
Oh my God. Let me cover that later too. That just triggered something. Keep going.
But like, it made me mad because everything was, oh my God, my Lynn, you don't understand. Everything was going, it was at one point in my time during this semester, it was going well for me. I was doing well with that girl. We were all fine. We were just conversing, you know, trying to get things back together, trying to put things together, you know, make amends and shit. And because of him, because they had bowling together, because of him, completely for what happened, but I do give a little bit of the blame to him. Because all that he said to him was a lie, and I couldn't defend myself because it was him, and he's my friend. And she asked me, then why would your own friend say that? And I mean, like, and I couldn't defend myself, because how do you defend yourself when your own best friend says that to her, and you can't really defend yourself, because what proof do you have? You can't really prove that, because, like, yeah, you talked to a bunch of people. I talked to a bunch of girls. A bunch, but not like that. Not intentional. Why would I want to flirt with people? Why would I want to flirt with girls? The only girl that I had my eyes on was her. Just that girl. Just that. Her. And then he tells her that, and then she would be like, Landon says you talked to a bunch of girls and this and that. I FaceTimed my friend, the one that lives down the street from me. I FaceTimed her at Landon's house when I stayed the night over, and my friend Hunter was there too. He was FaceTiming his girlfriend, so I was like, okay, let me FaceTime my friend, which was his girlfriend's friend also, which lives on the street. And then immediately, he uses that to tell that to that girl, the girl that I was talking to, and like said, oh yeah, he called her that night, and they were like conversing this and that. And I told her later on, I was like, yeah, I called her, but it meant nothing. Me and her are just friends. You gotta understand that. I would tell you if I like this girl, but I don't. But she didn't believe it. And then later, and then you know what she said? She was like, you know, everybody's been telling me that you flirt with girls and this, that you've been talking to a bunch of girls and everything. And you know what? You know what? I got mad at her. I snapped at her one time because I was getting sick of it. It's like, you don't believe me because you decide not to. You only see me talking to other girls, but you don't really see me flirting with them. You're not really there. You can see me all you want, but we can't really assume something that's not really true, because I know it's not true, because I'm there. Why would I intentionally flirt with somebody? I unintentionally flirt. That's just me. I have a flirty personality. I do it with you. I've done it before, no doubt about it, but I don't intentionally flirt with you. So it's just like, later on, when I snapped at her that a long time ago, it was really late. It's FaceTiming her. And she was like, I got mad at her, really mad at her. I was just quiet. I was like, you think of me as like this bad guy? Because she's scared of me. She says that before. She's like, I'm just scared of you. And she was like starting to cry. She has like that breaking up voice. She was like, I'm just scared of you and everything. And I was like, well, why do you think I'm just a bad guy? Like, literally, that's what she sees. A bad guy in me. Pretty sure that's what she's saying to me. Later on, she was like, I don't think he was a bad guy. And you know, to be honest, many people has not said that you talked to a bunch of girls. And I was like, I didn't say anything at the moment, but in my head I was like, you fucking bitch. I just know it, because why would anybody tell you that? I was like, yo, you can ask anybody, all of my friends, or you can even ask people that I don't even chat with that much. You can ask these people. And you know they're going to tell you probably the same answer. But now, if you ask people that don't like me much and dislike me and they're just in some way jealous or something, I don't know. The people that just don't associate with me and don't like me, they're going to give you the answer that other people have been telling you. But if you ask my friends, people that know me, and most of my female friends, you can ask them and they'll give you the same answer. Because you know what? I'm not like that. But of course, you didn't believe me then. So it's just like, what could I do at that point? I kind of gave up at that point, because what's the point? Like, I can't really convince. What's the point of convincing somebody? What did it benefit me if I convinced her or not? Like, nothing. It was not going to benefit me at all. She doesn't care. She doesn't care what I say. To her, it's not the truth. I don't think. She doesn't believe it. She thinks it's too hard to believe. I mean, yeah, I talk to a bunch of girls. I do. I just like conversing with girls more. Girls are cool. They're smarter than the males. I mean, they understand shit more. Maybe some viewpoints are different. I'm fine with that. I get that. I'm not a fucking, like, disgusting person. I'm a gentleman. I would understand. But just, like, I just like talking to girls more than guys. I like having more female friends. It's normal.
Okay. So, to wrap it all up, or in like a statement or a question, I have a question. Do you believe that some of her reactions were unnecessary, and
yeah, I could,
that they just kind of provoked you? She provoked you to do those actions because she wanted to see what you would do. Because me, personally, I did that sometimes. I would pretend that I was mad to make him, like...
She would never admit it.
...beg for me. I know it sounds so terrible, but I did do that.
I mean, you really want to know somebody in and out. I understand that, because, like, you really want to know somebody completely. You just don't want to know, like, their funny side. You want to know, like, their other side. what happens when they get mad. I understand that too. I mean, I've done it before too with a girl. It's just like, I want to understand this person completely. The thing is about me, when I get mad, I get really hurtful. Like, I'm going to hurt somebody. Not physically, but I'm going to verbally hurt somebody. Hurt somebody.
You're defending yourself.
It's just like, that's what I call it, self-defense. But nobody sees it like that. It just sees it as like a mean, disgusting figure. And that's what she sees. So it's like, if you attack me, I'm going to attack you back. That's my thought. That's my outlook on things. If you attack me, I'm going to attack you back for sure. There's no doubt about it. Like, okay, if I do something wrong, yeah, that's okay, you can attack me, of course. I'm gonna defend myself, but not like attack you. I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, this and that, I'm sorry, I have some reason. But like, if you just attack me for no reason and just like hit critical things in my life, she hit me, okay, she really got mad at me, she really made me snap at one point. She was like, you know, okay. My dad has not been around much. He works outside of the state. She's not really home. So my mom's here. My mom helps me out a lot. My mom's been there through most of my life, more than my dad, because my dad works. He's like not really been much there since I was a kid. Not that he doesn't want to, it's because like work and everything. And so like one day we got like in an argument. She was like, you know, you're just mama's boy. You know, your mom does everything for you, this and that. And your mom's just like being for, like, she does not understand what I've been through. She has a military parent, her dad and everything. It's just like, but her dad has hurt almost like, my dad has been there, but he's literally made me who I am. Like, he's made sure, but like, sometimes I wish he was here more, because my dad's actually a pretty cool person. He knows a lot about things that I want to learn about, but Sally's not here. But then she brought out that point. She hit a critical point, like, and it made me mad, so I attacked her, and that became me. It's like, you just don't, like, attack somebody like that. Something that's really personal to them. Like, my mom's, I love my mom and everything, but like, saying that I'm a mama's boy and everything, I didn't want to be that, but I am that because she's been there most of my life and she's always helped me with everything. Even when we first moved here, and everything that I do is because everything that I've ever like accomplished really is because of her. So I thank her for all this stuff, and she really like hit home with that, and it kind of hurt me a lot. So it kind of like got mad and just like attacked back. And then she says, it's like, oh, are you going to be like that mean or anything? I mean, like, I got it. I'm mean because you're kind of attacking me, so I'm going to defend myself. I'm not just going to be stepped on or run over like that. I don't like that. I mean, if being defensive means being mean, then yeah, being mean. I'll do anything, whatever the cost is, to defend myself.
See, the thing is, if you bring up someone else's mother like that, and you don't know the situation that they've been in, and I don't know, you kind of attack their mother,
but then they
like you don't do that.
And I hate how they relate their situation with their parents with yours, because her dad has not been there. It's like, oh yeah, well, my dad's never been here really, my mom doesn't really, like, she said this, and I was like, okay, well, that's your problem. We have our things. I have my things with my parents, and you have your things with your parents. Doesn't mean we have to relate to it and like you attack my thing. You can, okay, good for you that you have to do things all on your own. That's good. You've learned independence. I'm happy for you and everything. Like, goddamn. I mean, I'm not good at doing things on my own. I like doing things with people. I like getting help from others. I don't like doing things on my own, because that's not how I work. Because I can't really do like that way. I haven't learned that way yet. It's just like, what's the point of attacking like that? My project that I worked on, that Auschwitz project, my mom helped me out through and through the whole thing. You were there.
Yeah.
She helped me out with that. She gave me the idea. She helped me print out everything. She helped me cut everything. She helped me set up everything. She helped me through that whole thing. If anything, I should give her the credit for making the project. So it's just like, she's the reason I've made these accomplishments in my life. So it's just like, her attacking me for that, it's just kind of like just made me look at her differently and just think less of her as a person. So it's just, it kind of like sucks, because I really thought she was the one. Like, she seemed so sweet, and then got to know her, and like, yeah, she has her moments and everything, but just like I could live with those moments. I could live with her. Honestly, if I dated her, I wouldn't mind. I could live with that for the rest of my life. It's just like seeing more parts of her that I never thought I'd actually see because she's converted to that point. Kind of sucks. And that's what I tried to avoid, but instead of avoiding, I provoked it. And so it just kind of sucks. That's why, like, I don't like, I get annoyed and I get that. I do kind of like fuck, I mentally fuck people up. I mean, you've had
your, oh my god, you've had your, that's triggering me.
You've had your parents here with me, and you even said you were taking a nap.
Stop. You're saying the same exact things he did.
But I mean, like, you think about it though, like,
can we conclude this? Can we go over some bullet points before we have a conclusion?
Okay.
First bullet point. People are whack.
People are whack, bro. God. On God. People are whack. Okay.
No, but for real. First bullet point. What was the first thing that we talked about? People can have an impact on people, and they know what they're doing, yet they still instigate that person to see what their action is going to be, and then it actually turns out to be a whole situation. And yeah, there's blame on one side, but there's also blame on the other, because by instigating it, you knew it was going to happen, but your whole reaction and like the climax towards it's situational irony, which I'm writing about in my essay right now that is a week late.
Dang.
Second bullet point. I love you. That is a phrase in which it can be taken in different ways. It can be taken in like a friendship way. Oh, I love you so much because that person makes you happy. You could value someone and love them for how they are, the person that they are, the character that they are. But there's also a way where I love you is like, you are the person that, how would I say it? It's like you're my number. You can't even rank it. It's just like they love you as a person, as a friend, as a best friend, as like, you know what I'm saying? Like a personality, as an actual soul. They love your soul. They love you as a whole. Hey, I'm spitting bars, driving in my car. Okay. But yeah, there's situations where you shouldn't really imply it, where you don't actually mean it. But in a way, you could actually mean it. Yet the other person doesn't, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you can't really force them into thinking that you love them, even though you do. Third bullet point. It's okay to have friends of the opposite gender. Yeah, scientifically, if we were cavemen, we'd be like, ooga booga, sex, and intercourse. That's how it worked back then, but now we've actually grown to have emotions. And sometimes a gender can't be surrounded by their same gender, because like there's other genders available to talk to. It's not like you're prohibited from talking to another gender. And it's not always going to end up like, oh, she's a person I talk to. I guess she's my love interest now. No, that's not how it works. It's like you can build a friendship with someone of the opposite gender, and it's just a mutual friendship. It will never go anywhere else unless you make it happen. So you can always have mutual relationships with the opposite gender. And it shouldn't be taken in a way where it's like a sexual or a real relationship in which they are like boyfriend, girlfriend. And last bullet point. Be careful what you say. Be careful on how you make a person feel, and think about what emotions. What emotions you display that could affect the other person detrimentally, to the point where they're in this place of mind where they can't handle it anymore and drive themselves to like insanity. Be careful what you say. Think about others. Don't think just about yourself and your perspective. And just know that you always have an impact on someone, even though you might think that you don't. Do you have anything else to say?
No, man, that's the topping. That's the icing on the cake right there.
Okay. Well, this concludes... What is this podcast going to be called? Rice Cracker Inc. Podcast. I swear, if we look back on this and we're not friends anymore, just listen to this whole thing. It'll be like we're best of pals again. It was a fun time.
It was a fun 6 hours and 7 minutes and 12, 13,
14, 15, 16. Okay, I want to cut the thing so I can edit it just real quick, and then we can FaceTime.
Yeah, we kind of call it Cracker Rice Industries.
Cracker
Rice.
We'll figure out the podcast name.
We'll take the details.
Let's say our outros. Okay, bye, guys. No, there's probably going to be like a sound. I'll insert a sound right now.